我哋今日我哋读嘅经文系喺罗马书第十三章第八到第十四节。啊，我哋先会用广东话一齐嚟读，然后我哋用英文一齐嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 14. We will read this together first in Chinese, then in English.
罗马书第十三章第八节，一齐嚟读。凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为人的爱又完全了律法。像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。再者你们晓得，现今就是该趁早罪醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。 12. 黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，戴上光明的兵器。行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增敬嫉妒。14. 总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵之欲。
Let's read together. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another.For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not covet. Do not, in whatever command there may be, sum up one love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding.The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when you first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Let us put together deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery,Not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not think of the desires of the flesh.
愿神祝福读经文听祂话语的人。
Children may now be dismissed.
Oh, sorry. 这个时候赞美歌可以下去下面儿童崇拜。
Children may now quietly be dismissed to children's worship.
田牧师今日传讲的信息是什么是真爱。
Today's message is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is What is Real Love?
。I guess I should state the obvious. We should, or we ought,To love our fellow human beings.
我应该咁样讲就话，我哋需要彼此相爱。
Well, let me ask you why.
点解咧？
Why is that so?
点解我要咁样做咧？
Well, the text tells us in verses 8 to 10, and let's read that again.
我一齐睇下第八到第十节，佢咁样讲。
You don't mind if you could slide back to verses 8 to 10.Says there owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
第八到第十节，佢咁样讲，佢话凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的又完全了律法， 像不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句说话之内了。
See, the law referred to there is God's moral law.
这里所讲的是一个道德的法律。
And so it is right, according to God.
所以在神的面前，这一切是对的。
Love one another is the basic principle of the Christian life.
一个基督徒的基本的生活就是讲到去彼此相爱。
It's the new commandment that the Christ has given to us.
是神所给一个新的诫命。
And we see that, for example, in John 13, verses 34, where it says, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I've loved you, you also are to love one another.
正如在这个约翰福音第十三章第三十四节，他说我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
And so that's pretty clear, but not so easy to obey, right?
是很容易，但真的要做到是一件很难的事。
In fact, I would say you're in denial of reality if you think you obey that command.
如果你觉得你说我真的做到的时候，其实你是自己欺骗自己。
And so there's a conundrum that we face. We're called to do this, yet we are often fall short of doing it.
我睇到一个困难就话，我哋被呼召要去咁样做，但好多时候要做到系另一回事。
And so Paul, in this part of his letter, Romans 13, addresses the heart of the problem.
咁所以喺罗马书第三章里边，保罗去讲到呢个问题嘅核心。
And he says it's us, the human heart, the core of your being.
就系讲到人嘅核心。最重要的事。
See, the core of every human being, in here and out there,
是每一个人，在这里，在外面，每一个人一个核心的问题。
Is selfishness, is sinfulness.
是每一个人都是自私，有罪。
And this is why God in the earlier part of Romans 13, which we didn't read, which we saw last time, puts governing authorities over us. And we looked at that in detail last time in verses 1 to 7.
咁喺上个星期我哋讲到呢个礼拜我冇读到嘅喺十三章嘅一至七节，讲到神将呢个政府嘅权威架喺每一个人嘅上边。
You see, the governing authorities uphold the law, and therefore try to keep us in line and society to survive.
咁喺呢个世界上边，社会上边有呢个嘅法律令到人哋唔会去犯错。
But here's the problem, and this is what Paul is addressing. The law can't change your heart.
咁但呢度有一个问题就话法律唔可以去改变人嘅心。
See, your heart, my heart, is naturally bent inward, selfish.
我哋每一个人好自然嘅去挂住自己，去自私系每一个人嘅本性。
And it's only changed by the grace of God.
是唯有神的恩典可以去改变。
And so why should we be concerned that we should change from our self-love and self-centeredness towards loving God and loving others?
那为什么我们要去这样做，由这个自爱自怜去讲到话去爱其他的人呢？
Well, think about the problem of your self-image.
想想你自己怎么去看你自己。
You see, the biblical alternativeto our concern of our self-image is to have no self-image.
咁好多时候就话，好多时候人冇呢一个嘅自我嘅形象喺度。
And that can be helpful because self-love, by the way, self-hate is also self-love, is self-centered.
咁好多时候其实讲到尾就系一个以自我为中心。
See, that inward focus is destructive.To your inward being.
咁当你去咁样做嘅时候，就影响到你嘅内心你要做嘅嘢。
But when you reverse that inwardness to an outwardness, the focus on others is helpful, is productive.
咁但系当你唔系净系去望自己、挂住自己，去睇出边嘅人嘅时候，个后果会好好多。
See that change of heart is necessary for the direction of our emotional occupation.From inward, which is natural, to outward.
咁就話喺呢個情感上邊，我哋與其係淨係去向內望，掛住自己嘅時候，我轉為向外望，去關心其他嘅人。
And so when that happens, it alleviates the destruction that results from the self-centered emotions that we have.
當我咁樣做嘅時候，就會將原本向內望造成嘅呢個嘅破壞力去減少咗。
And we start to realize the blessings of the preoccupation of others.
咁就當我哋將我哋嘅注目放喺人哋嘅身上嘅時候，會帶嚟嘅祝福。
See, we would cease worrying about how we appear, how our image is perceived.
咁好多時候我都好緊張嚇，人哋點去睇我哋想放出嚟嘅形象。
It's because our focus would be on an outward way, a focus on God and others.
咁當我唔係咁做嘅時候，我將個注目轉為係放喺神嘅上邊。
And so that would be one of the reasons to consider being under the grace of God.
嚇，當為好似喺呢個神嘅恩典嘅下邊。
Because if you do that, it'll lessen the qualities of both a low and a high self-esteem.
咁你就會喺呢個嘅好高或者好低嘅自我嘅形象上邊落翻一個平衡。
See, both will disappear.
兩樣嘢都會唔見咗。
But this is not the first time that Paul has written about the Christian's obligation to love. If you've been with us over the last several months, we've looked at other places like Romans 12.
我哋喺呢個羅馬書嘅十二章亦都講過，講到好多時候我哋有呢個義務要去愛其他嘅人。
And in that previous chapter, Paul showed us what love is like and how it's to function.
佢亦都講到話愛點樣樣去喺行動上邊行出嚟咧。
And if you don't mind, if you can hit slide 3, I have Romans 12:9 up there for you. Just as if you were with us, we've looked at it already, but just as a reminder, what is love like? And Paul states, love should be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good.
咁喺第九節佢話：愛人不可虛假，互要厭惡，善要親近。
See, that word genuine is translated from a Greek term that means without a mask.
即係話好似去愛人嘅時候，唔係戴住一個面具去愛人。
And he's referring, because again, Paul's writing to his original audience in Christians in Rome. He's thinking of the Greek theater, actors who would carry masks to signal the roles they were playing.
咁就講到話喺當時羅馬嘅時代，好多希臘嘅呢個嘅劇院，當啲演員戴住唔同嘅面具，代表當時佢哋扮演嘅角色。
And in that Koine Greek word, he uses a prefix which means not, do not. Do not be hypocritical.
佢話叫啲人愛人唔可以去虛假。
Do not play a role.
唔好去扮演緊一個角色。
When it comes to love, put down your mask. Be genuine.
佢話當你愛人哋嘅時候，放低你嘅面具去愛人。
And then he goes on the second part of that passage in saying that hate what is evil, cling to what is good. What he's teaching is to be wise, to be discriminating in your love. That means don't love everything.
佢話另一方面，你去愛嘅時候，你都要去小心，去有智慧嘅去愛。
You see, if you truly love, you hate violence. You will hate the violence done to others.
如果你真係曉得去愛嘅時候，你唔會鍾意呢個嘅暴力，你亦都唔會鍾意喺暴力之後帶嚟嘅後果。
And will love the work of peace that people work towards.
亦都會去欣賞、去愛惜嗰啲去努力維持呢個和平嘅。
And God's supernatural grace and his kind of love will also enable you to love the guilty of the violence.
而那些去因為犯了錯，去有呢個罪疚感嘅人，因為神嘅恩典，亦都幫你去愛。
Because we'll fight evil with good.
因為我哋以德去報怨。
And we will hate the liar, because we will love the truth. But we will even love the liar, because we want the liar to turn from their wickedness and turn to the living God.
我哋喜歡真理，但我亦都會曉得去寬恕嗰啲講大話嘅人。
That's why bold love is important, and that's why we should practice it with one another. Bold love confronts. Bold love confronts the liar.
因为当一个人去勇敢去爱的时候, 他会同他自己内心去对质。
But does so in a loving way, does so in a caring way, not in a vengeful way.
不是说你去, 为了自己的好处而你去真正的去爱其他人。
Well, Apostle Paul goes on and unfolds the function of love too, and we've also seen that prior, but just as a reminder, look at, hit slide 4 and 5, look at verses 10 to 13 now in Romans 12.
我们再看罗马书第12章10到13节。
And there Paul explains the function of love. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor.
他说要爱弟兄彼此亲热，彼此的推让。
He goes on and says, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality.
接着他说,殷勤不可懒惰,要心里火热,常常服侍主,在指望中要喜乐,在患难中要忍耐,祷告要行切,圣徒缺乏要帮补,下要一味的款待。
Now if you notice, Paul had in mind believers when he ends, when he says that in chapter 12, but he is expanding that at the end of 12 and into our chapter in chapter 13. He's expanding the crowd.
咁喺第12章所讲到嘅人物，去到13章嘅时候，呢个人物呢个嘅对象系越嚟越多。
He's emphasizing love of the good as opposed to love of evil, but now he's talking to all people. He's saying, do this to all people.
佢讲到就话系要对每一个人都咁样样去做。
And so, as far as the nature of love is concerned, he's teaching that love is the fulfillment of God's moral law.
他说当你这样做的时候，就是对于神道德的法律你去做到。
Jesus' own words helps us in understanding this. He summarizes the moral law in the New Testament.
咁喺呢个新约圣经里边，佢对呢个道德嘅法律，佢做咗咁样样嘅一个总结。
On one occasion, an expert of the law asked Jesus, "What's necessary to earn eternal life?"
咁当有人去问耶稣基督，我点可以得到永生嘅时候？
And Jesus replied by referring to the moral law as he often did.
咁就好似佢平时一路咁样样去讲。
And he taught that one is to love the Lord God, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and all your mind, and secondly, love your neighbor as yourself.
他说要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主，你的上帝，其次也相仿。
And so, see, and I have that on the slide there, in English and Chinese, Luke 10:27. But who is my neighbor then?
一个问题就话，究竟边一个系我嘅邻舍咧？
And of course, Jesus goes on and tells about a illustration, a analogy, a parable of the Good Samaritan.
咁佢就讲到一个嘅例子，就系讲到一个好嘅撒玛利亚人。
And so he's saying, anyone who comes across your path in life.
佢话边一个人同你喺你嘅人生嘅路上边，你撞到，你遇上，都系你嘅邻舍。
And so Paul goes on in chapter 13 and again elaborates on how Christians are to act towards others in the world.
咁喺第13章讲到话，一个基督徒可以点样样同其他人去呢个嘅沟通咧？
And to illustrate his point, he goes over a few of the Ten Commandments.
咁佢讲到几个嘅十诫。
And you see that in verse 9.
喺第9节。
For example, he says, do not commit adultery.
他说不要犯奸淫。
Love will not commit adultery.
他说当你爱人的时候，你不会去犯奸淫。
And he's saying that's so because it's sin against both God and others.
他说当你这样做的时候，你不单止得罪了神，也得罪了其他人。
And so love will not harm others. Adultery will harm the person.
当你去犯奸淫的时候，你会去伤害了其他的人。
He also points out, do not murder.
他说不要杀人。
If love will not harm another person, surely will not murder another person.
当你说爱人的时候，你不会伤害人，也都不会去杀害其他人。
Even in a sense of attacking a person with words.
就算你用你個言語，你用你個把口都可以去傷害到其他人。
On the contrary, instead of tearing down people, love will use words to build them up.
你與其用你嘅說話去傷害其他人嘅時候，點解唔用你嘅說話去建立其他人呢？
The Apostle Paul addresses that to the Corinthians when he says in 1 Corinthians 8:1, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
喺呢個嘅哥林多前書裏邊，
1 Corinthians 8:1，喺第8章第1節，佢話。
他說知識叫人自高自大，唯有愛心來能造就人。
And it does that especially for one who Paul calls is a weaker brother.
尤其是當你面對的是一個比你軟弱的人。
Then he goes on to point out, do not steal.
他說不要偷盜。
Again, he listing a few of these commandments to just express the elaborating on love.
咁就跟住講咗幾個説話，講到咩叫做愛。
And of course, there are so many ways that we steal.
咁其實我哋好多偷嘢嘅方法。
You steal from your employer if you don't give your employer the best work you can.
當你喺你做嘢嘅地方，你唔努力，其實亦都係好似同你嘅僱主嗰度偷緊嘅時間。
You steal when you waste the products in which you're working with.
或者你做緊一樣嘅嘢，你去浪費，去揮霍，亦都係一個偷嘢嘅方法。
If you're a merchant, you steal from your customers if you charge too much for your product.
如果你一個商人，你濫意去叫一個價錢嘅時候，係從你嘅顧客嗰度偷緊嘢。
Or when you make a product and it's an inferior product, but you say it's better than it is, that's stealing.
或者另一方面，你其實做咗一件貨物出嚟，個品質好低劣，但你話俾人哋聽係一個好好品質嘅嘢，你亦都喺度偷緊嘢。
When somebody mismanages another person's money, that's stealing.
或者一個人，你去揾一啲財務嘅顧問，佢哋將你啲錢投資嘅錢亂嚟用嘅時候，亦都喺你嘅身上偷緊嘢。
Or when we borrow something and we don't repay it, that's stealing.
或者你去借一樣嘢，你冇去還翻，呢個亦都係一個嘅偷竊。
And so Paul's point in bringing out these commandments is if we love other people, we will do none of these things. He's basically saying.
佢講到就話，當你去愛其他人嘅時候，頭先所講嘅每一樣嘢，你都唔會做。
And we will work. We will work diligently and not be dependent on others to support us.
咁當我係自己勤力工作嘅時候，你唔需要其他人去幫補你。
Again, the motivation is love. We'll have something to share with those in need when we work.
咁當我哋去勤力工作嘅時候，倒翻轉頭，我哋可以去幫助其他嘅人。
And the last commandment that Paul refers to is the last of the Ten Commandments, do not covet.
咁最後所講嘅就話不可貪婪。
And Paul, when he lists that, he touches on a chord in our generation because our generation is very consumer-oriented.
他講到今日這個世代，我們每一個人所掛著的是這個帶著的一個消費品，消費者的心態。
I can't really get my mind to understand the fact that in this country, our economy is based on more spending. The more spending done, the healthier the economy is.
有一樣嘢我始終唔明白嘅，點解今日呢個國家，我哋嘅經濟嘅態度就話，當你越使多錢嘅時候，經濟係越好。
But do you see how that fuels coveting? We covet because we've been told, you know, it's good for the economy, spend, spend, spend.
當你帶住咁嘅心態嘅時候，你造成嘅係呢個國家裏面每一個人更加無盡嘅去揮霍去使錢。
But the biggest problem with covetousness is really our insensitivity when we do spend to the needs of others.
究竟當你去使錢的時候，造成的後果就是對於其他人的需要，我們是漠不關心。Because
the coveting prevents us from seeing the needs of others because we're consumed with getting.
當我們不斷揮霍的時候，造成我們更加的貪婪。
And of course, that's not just limited to material things.
不单止在物质上面的事,
we want the prestige. We want the reputation of others too.
我们亦都需要想得到人家怎么去看我们，也都讲到人家对我们有什么评价。
And so that coveting extends to more than just filling your things with your life with things.
那就是说你的生活上面就是充满着堆积着很多你买回来的东西。
See, if you loved other people, says Paul, we'd want good things for them rather than good things for ourselves.
当你说你去爱人的时候，你不是只是想在你的生活上充斥着所有好的东西，也都想其他人会得到一些好的东西。
And that's why in this area, as in others, love truly is the fulfillment of the law.
所以在第十节他说，爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
And so, if Paul has addressed the problem, which is us, as Paul clearly states, this inward bent, this self-centeredness, how then? How can we obey God's command to love one another?
如果这样讲的时候，我们不想只向内望，那我可以怎样做呢？
Well, again, the answer is in the text in verse 14. It's the first part of verse 14.
就是这个第十四节那里这样讲，第十四节的上半部。
You need to daily, he says, put on Christ.
他说总要披戴主耶稣基督。
That means to embrace Christ in your life again and again and again.
就说你不断地去抓住耶稣基督。
One preacher, Ray Steadman, puts it like this: when I get up in the morning, I put on my clothes, intending them to be part of me all day, to go where I go and do what I do.
他说就好像我每日起身。 我穿起件衣服，这件衣服跟我又跟足我成日了。
Right? My clothes cover me and make me presentable to others.
我穿的衣服去遮盖我，亦都让我在人的面前可以是得体。
That's the purpose of the clothing.
他说这个衣服就有这个作用在这里。
And Stephen goes on and says, in the same way, the apostle is saying to us, put on Jesus Christ when you get up in the morning.
他说，等于一样就是说，门徒提醒我们，每一日你起身的时候，你带着耶稣基督同你一起出去。
Meet with him. Commune with him. Make him a part of your life that day.
他说，将耶稣基督成为你那一天的其中一部分。
Intend that Jesus goes with you where you go.
他说正如好像你无论去到哪里都好，耶稣基督都是同你一起去。
And that he acts through you in everything you do.
而透过你是将耶稣基督是彰显出来。
Again, Paul's referring to the fact that we call upon the Lord for resources. We live our lives in Jesus Christ, united to Jesus Christ.
我们与基督一起联合，亦都透过耶稣基督，我们都得到这个能力，要做我们要做的事。
See, when you put on Jesus, that means you're submitting to him. You're bowing to his kingship in your life.
亦即是说，你在神的面前，你将自己降服在你的面前。
One person put it this way, he's king of all if he's not. And or he's not king at all.
他说在一些人来说，他是他们的神，但对那些不尊重他的人来说，他对他们根本完全没关系。
And this is where we gain the capacity to love as Paul demands of us.
这个就是保罗所说，我怎么在神里面得到这个能力去爱其他的人。
You daily, you regularly put off the deeds of darkness. And you daily put on the marvelous righteous life of Christ.
你每一日去放低你生命上边一部分嘅黑暗，而每一日你披上耶稣基督喺你嘅生活上边。
But you constantly do that. It's a daily activity.
系每一日我哋都去做嘅嘢。
You see, again, our ability to love, whether it be loving God, loving others, is really receiving God's love for us.
当你说你每一日去爱的时候，其实你都是每一日从神那里得到这个能力去爱其他的人。
And if you don't mind, Teddy, if you hit slide 9, 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he, that is God, first loved us.
约翰一书第四章十九节他这么说， 他说我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
See, that love is agape love, that is undeserved love that is reached down to us.
这个就是所谓的agape这种的爱，就是他，但是倾倒在我们身上，是我们不配得的。
Poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God.
是神透过这个圣灵，将这个能力，这个爱，是倾倒在我们身上。
And we return it back to God and those around us when we have received it.
当我们去爱其他人的时候，就是回应神所给我们的爱。
So in other words, you can't give what you don't have. You have to receive it first.
如果你都不从神那里先去支取这个能力去爱，你怎样去爱其他人呢？
And so God's love is the source, the motivation for our actions of love.
神就好像是我们的根源，从我们爱支取这个力量出来。
I don't know if you noticed in verse 11, Paul goes on and he calls his audience to remember. And he says the phrase, what time is it? Remember what time it is.
他在第十一节，他很有趣，他说究竟现在是几点钟啊？
I don't know, Teddy, if you want to go back to 11, you could see that. He's not thinking about the daily or evening, yearly round of events or activities. He's not referring to that.
他不是说到，究竟现在真是几点钟，你在做一件什么事。
Paul has a completely different horizon on his mind when he says what time it is.
当他问到究竟是什么时间，他不是说到每一天的几多点钟。
See, he's saying there's a time for everything.
他说每一个时间，每一个时候，人都做紧不同的嘢。
Right at the beginning, God created. There was a time for that.
他说在世界的开始的时候，神做这一切。
But also Paul's imploring us to consider there's a time where things will change, time things will end.
他说亦都有一个时间，一个时候，神会去改变一切的嘢。
And just as God brought all things into being, so also there'll be a time when God will bring history to an end.
他说亦都有一个时间，将神会将这个世界去结束。
And Paul says, consider that.
当你这么想的时候，
think about that, because God will usher in the promised new creation in all its fullness.
他说当这一切去到将最后的时候，神会将这个再来，将这一切去结束。
Do you see what Paul's doing here? He's using the analogy of a new day, the new creation.
他讲到这个新的一日，新的创造。
And so he tells us it's time. You got to wake up. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your sleep.
他说你今天是不是在神的面前，你在睡觉，你不知道究竟世界会是怎样的呢？
He's saying it's time to get up. Get out of bed. Get dressed for the day.
他说是时候你应该要起身，你应该佩戴着基督。
And you know, as Paul paints that analogy, that picture, you know, it's like, you know, it's I guess the sun rises around 7:10 now, or maybe a little later, 7:20. But you know, when that sun rises, right, right before it, you kind of know, dawn is right around the corner, right? The shadows appear, right? There seems to be some things are lighter, but it's still dark.
或者好像我而家每一日，朝早大概7:10，太阳会升起，就喺之前嗰个时间，已经开始见到嗰啲影像会慢慢嘅嚟。I
don't know about you, but I love that time because it's a mysterious moment. The darkness of night gives way to the day.
你睇到就话喺啱啱日出之前。 或者这个日头将出的时候，就是一个很神秘的时间。
And there's an anticipation, right? There's an anticipation right around the corner, the light is coming.
就是你好像在坐在等，几时个日头会走出来呢？
And that's what Paul is telling us to consider. Anticipate. The new day is coming.
你去等待新的一日会开始。
And so he urges us, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to get up. Now's the time to action.
他说就是等于你好像等待紧嗰一刻会嚟，等待嗰一刻呢个救恩会嚟到。
And that analogy, getting dresses, put on Jesus Christ, start living your life with Him at the center.
當你知道救恩會嚟到嘅時候，你會立即嘅起床，立即披上你嘅衣服，即刻走出去。
Put his garments on and be ready to meet him. To meet him in your future.
又話你喺你嘅將來與神去遇到。
And so that's what Paul's concerned about here, that we adopt this new and honorable way of living.
佢話呢個就係一個好正確、好啱過嘅每一天。
Right, you put off the partying.Put off the drunkenness. Put off all the dull things that desensitize you.
他说要将你一切，无论你的荒宴、你的醉酒、你的邪荡，将你一切的东西去放低。
Right, he includes quarreling and jealousy in that list too. You know, that destroys relationships, that destroys community. Put it off, he says. Put off that darkness.
他说你同人的争竞，你对人的嫉妒，怎样影响到这个社群？都将佢一齐去拎走。
And start living now. The new day is dawn. The new day is arrived. Put on Christ. Put on that garment of His righteousness, His holiness, His truth, and live it.
佢话新嘅一日会嚟到，你要赶紧披戴住基督。
You see, love begins not by, again, not with us. It begins with receiving a love from God.
是说爱不是只是说我们去给出去，而是在从神那里去拿到这个爱的能力，然后跟着来爱其他人。
And if you know that love that God has for you, it gives you the freedom, the resources to go out there and to love.
是给你去走出去，去爱其他的人。
Because you can only give what you have.
因为你只能够去拿到你能够去拿到的东西。
And Jesus says, come to me, all you.Who are heavy laden, burdened? I will give you rest.
他说凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我可以给你安息。
You see, submit to him, depend on him for your living.
他说去依靠神去过你的每一日。
And again, that's not easy for us. We want to control our lives. In fact, we want to control Jesus.
我们很多时候喜欢去控制我们的生活，甚至我们想控制耶稣基督。
And that's the reason why we fail to love well.
所以点解好多时候我哋唔能够晓得去爱其他人？
We want to be the ruler. We want to be in control.
我哋想去控制我哋自己嘅生活。
We don't naturally serve others.
我哋唔系好容易好自愿嘅去服侍其他人。
That's why you got to daily put off the darkness.Put on the light.
所以我们每一天要放低我们的黑暗，去披戴基督。
We've ignored God. You know what we do? We create gods to make us feel good. We even create a plastic Jesus to make us feel good. He's not the real Jesus.
我们很多时候我不喜欢真正的耶稣基督，所以我自己做一个我喜欢的神，我们的基督出来。
That's why the Bible's chock full of faith and repentance. Return.Turn from your darkness. Turn back to God.
所以我们讲到话，怎样在这个的黑暗里面，我们去回转，转向基督那一道。
How do you do that? Well, you pray, Lord, I've done life my way. And you know, it's really messed things up. I need you. I need you at the center of my life. May you be my Lord, my Savior.
那你是不是真的说，你想去问耶稣基督做你生命的主宰呢？
Because the opposite of that is living independently, ignoring God, and you're cut off from the power to love.
咁你咪想，或者你会去离开咗基督，系从呢个爱嘅能力嘅上面去分割出嚟咧？
So Paul really believes this: the birth, death, resurrection of Jesus is God's sign that all those promises about life and wholeness is going to prevail over the brokenness and the death.That is facing each of us.
咁而爱就会将呢一切嘅破碎、呢一切嘅分离、死亡去分开。
And Paul's imploring those who are reading his letter and us today to cling to that hope of the future that God has.
去找紧住耶稣基督所俾嗰嘅我哋嘅盼望。
Because Paul knows what time it is, and he says it's time, Christian, wake up, look forward to what God is doing.And what he's promised for the future.
去警醒，去睇到神 喺將來點樣樣去幫助你。
And be encouraged to what God is doing now when you see glimmers of that change, of that love even in your life.
去睇到將來喺你嘅生命上邊可以得到一個點嘅轉變。
That means you got to actively think about how to live that. Avoid gratifying the sinful desires of the flesh.
唔好去淨係去掛住喺你肉體上邊能夠得到嘅嘅喜樂。而是将你的盼望放在这个将来。
And flesh meaning old nature, not just the body. Old nature, sinful nature.
将你的旧我，将你的有罪的旧我去拎走。
Because sinful actions, sinful attitudes, you know where they start? One single thought.
就是一个很简单的念头可以将你带入去罪的里面。
Just as a violent crime is premeditated,Premeditation is the first step towards gratifying the desire.
好多时候，好简单一个念头，又会造成之后好多罪嘅后果。
And so a temptation becomes an opportunity to plan to sin.
咁好多时候，一个嘅受到诱惑而去做到跟住一连串嘅错事。
But as harmless as imagination may seem to be, it actually impels us towards sinning.
咁好多時候開頭嘅時候，呢一切好似都係一個冇乜大不了嘅事，但係因為呢啲冇乜大得了嘅事，又令到我哋跟住做咗一連串嘅錯事。
Because if you don't make plans, then you can't carry out those evil plans.
因為你唔去真係去計劃住嘅時候，將來你會受到呢一事嘅影響。
And so how do we practically do this? If you hit slide 10, give you some questions here.From time to time, you ought to ask these difficult, probing questions. Does God's love fill me? Is it happening now?
我睇下呢个嘅腓立比书第四章第八节。
Am I serving others the way Jesus did?
我哋系咪究竟好似耶稣基督咁样样去服侍其他人呢？
Got to ask yourself those tough questions.Am I saying no to my improper sinful desires?
我对于我自己喺内心里边嗰啲唔好嘅私欲，我哋有冇去努力嘅去抗拒咧？
Can I think of specific ways to apply, for example, Philippians 4:8?
或者好似喺呢个嘅腓立比书第四章第八节嗰度咁讲。
The English Standard Version says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure."Whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
咁喺腓立比书第四章第八节，咁佢话：弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，还是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，又有什么德行，又有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Our objective is to see Christ clearly, so that.Our sinful desires fade from our view.
咁好使我哋内心里边唔好嘅恶念会慢慢嘅退去。
Well, verse 11, Romans 13 is directed to Christians, but it's legitimate to address non-believers here too.
亦呢一段嘅说话亦都对住呢个非基督徒咁样讲。
Because Paul is saying some Christians are asleep. They're asleep.In respect to spiritual things.
他說有些基督徒在這個屬靈的事上面一直在睡覺。
But if you don't believe presently, it's more than just asleep. According to Apostle Paul, you're spiritually dead.
但如果你根據使徒保羅所說話，你不單只是睡了覺，其實在這個屬靈上面你已經死了。
And that's why, Christian, you ought to be praying fervently for your friends and loved ones and acquaintances who don't know the Christ.
所以作為基督徒，你要為到嗰啲其他嘅人去努力嘅祈禱。
Are you doing that?
你係咪咁樣做咧
？Because that's what Paul says. They are spiritually dead. How can they awake? They're dead. They're not asleep. They're dead.
如果啲人喺屬靈上邊係死咗嘅時候，你點樣樣叫得醒佢咧
？So you got to take that seriously. You got to take it seriously. Pray for them.
所以我哋要去为佢哋去祈祷。
Let me end with this illustration from Matthew 25.
喺呢个嘅马太福音第25章，佢咁样讲。
Many of you are familiar with that passage. It's the parable that Jesus says, talks about, the five wise and five foolish women.
讲到五个聪明有五个蠢的女人。
And the great London preacher Charles Spurgeon of a century ago, two centuries ago, handled this text this way.
19世纪一个著名的报道家施布珍他这样讲。
He focused on those who had no right to be asleep.
他说去睡了觉是不对的。
And the great Spurgeon applied this to people who knew Jesus Christ but who were asleep.
他说那些是认识耶稣基督的基督徒，但其实他一直在睡觉。
And they therefore failed properly to serve the Lord and to wait upon the Lord.
他说他应该经常警醒去服侍这个基督。
But what of the other five women in that parable, in that analogy?
但是在这个比喻里面，其他五个的同类是怎样呢？
Because the parable says they were not true believers. They were lost. What of them?
他说他们不知道自己在做什么。
Well, the important part of this, of that parable is that those who were lost actually thought, they actually thought they were saved.
那些人其实他们以为自己是得救。
And in the story that's being told in Matthew 25, for a time they were indistinguishable from those who believed. These five sisters who believed, there was, you couldn't tell the difference between those who didn't believe and those who believed.
讲到这十个同女在一起的时候，那五个聪明的和那五个愚拙未得救的，在人的面前根本没有分别，没有人知道哪个是得救，哪个不是得救。
And that's the point of each of the three parables in Matthew 25.
就是这个的马太福音第25章所讲的故事。
The five women had received the bridegroom's invitation.
那五个聪明的同女是真的接受到这个新郎去赴宴的邀请。
And they received it positively.
他们是很正面去受到这个邀请。
In the story, they are even waiting for his coming.
他不单是收到邀请，还在等待这个新郎的来到。
And as Jesus unfolds the story, these five women are sure that they'd be admitted to the wedding banquet.
他们是去到尾，当这个筵席开始的时候，他们是人家开门给他们进去这个筵席的上面。
And even though they were not ready when he came back, when the bridegroom came back, because they were off buying oil, they were trying to get ready.
当这个筵席要开始，他走咗出去去买油，想尽量以为自己可以入到这个嘅殿堂里边。
They expected the bridegroom Jesus to open the door for them at the wedding banquet.
佢系期待耶稣基督会打开呢个门，俾佢进入到呢个筵席嘅嗰度。
And that's why in the parable they're utterly shocked. They're utterly disbelief because he doesn't open the door.
当耶稣基督唔肯帮佢哋开门嘅时候，
right,
佢哋好诧异。
Sir, in verses 11 and 12, open the door. They cried out, open the door.
喺到呢个第十、十一、十二节里边，佢话到佢哋求神去为佢哋去开门。
And you know what the groom's reply was?
嗰个新郎点样答佢哋咧？
Verse 12, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
佢喺第十二节佢话， 我不认识你们。
But the next story, Matthew 25, the servant buries the master's talent and did not use it.
一个比喻讲到话，一个仆人唔用到嗰个主人所俾佢嘅钱嚟去用。
And he was amazed that the master disapproved of his actions.
而他很诧异那个主人不赞成他将钱埋了他的方法。
The servant thought he'd done so well.
他觉得我做得好好啊。
But his master called him wicked, lazy, and had him cast outside in the darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
去到尾他在这个黑暗在那里去哀哭切齿。
And then the final third parable in Matthew 25, the goats could not understand why They were rejected.
他說我的人不明白為什麼他們被拒絕。
And they implied that they would have fed Jesus if they had seen him. If they understood he was hungry, they would have fed him.
他說你如果知道我是肚餓的時候,你應該給我食啊。
And they would have given him something to drink if they had seen him and understood that he was thirsty.
他說你見到我是這個口渴,為什麼你不給我喝呢?
And they would have invited him in, clothed him, and looked after him, gone to visit him.
他說為什麼你不去給衣服他們穿,給地方他們住呢?
But they did not understand that they would have been able to do that only if they helped others.
他們不明白的就是說,如果連其他人都不會幫的時候,他們怎樣將來得到這個幫助呢?
Because it didn't dawn upon them
他從來都沒有明白過,
that the opportunity to do this for Jesus was past.
因為是這一樣,他們本來以為是耶穌基督要做的事。
And in that third final parable of Matthew 25, they too were asleep and they perished.
就是好像所說的,他們真的在這個睡夢之中。
You see, that's a scary chapter in the Bible. Those are parables to warn us. People who think their souls are well, they got to wake up. They got to wake up now. Today is the day of salvation.
他說,如果你覺得你以為你今天你的靈魂很安穩,你是得到耶穌基督的時候,你應該要去警醒。
Because Paul makes absolutely clear, once you're awake, you hear the gospel, you believe it.
當你如果真是警醒的時候,你聽到這個福音,你會去相信它。
And by believing, you give evidence that you're spiritually renewed, spiritually regenerated.
你會被人去看到,見到,你在屬靈上是警醒,亦都是不斷的更新。
And so I want you to think about that today.
我想你今天想想這件事。
How is it with your soul?
你今天你的靈魂在哪裡呢?
You need to consider that if you're a Christian. You need to consider that if you're a non-Christian.
你今天究竟想清楚,你究竟是不是一個真正的基督徒? 或者你根本沒有信過呢?
Because sin is the great equalizer. We all need the Christ, and we all need to follow him.
我們每一個人都同樣需要跟隨他,需要神的恩典。
Because he's king, and you are not.
因為他是這個世上的王,我們不是。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主,我們感謝你的話語。
We thank you that you're a Lord who's very merciful.
你是那個有恩典,有這個慈惠的主。
You're righteous and you're just.
你是這個公義的神。
We thank you that in Jesus Christ, we're welcomed into your presence again.
我們感謝你的同在。
And Lord, may we realize your great love for us so that we can love others.
讓我們能夠,因為我們不能夠去愛其他的人。
But first we need to know that we are loved by you.
我們需要知道的是我們被你所去愛。
And so I pray, Lord, that my friends here would consider to know you and to make you known.
我們想去祈禱,在你在座的人,會將你去與其他人的分享認識。
That we would all today see better what life is about.
明白究竟生命究竟是關於啲咩嘢。
And order our lives accordingly.
我們可以去,我們的生命安排都是更加好。
For you're worthy, O Lord, to be praised. You're worthy to be followed.
你配得我們的跟隨,我們的稱讚。
And we'll be made whole, we'll be made complete in you.
我們在你的裏面是能夠得到完全。
Oh Father, do a miracle today. Turn hard hearts towards yourself.
讓這個心能夠得到改變。
Grant us that peace, that love that we need to follow you.
讓我們能夠曉得去怎樣跟隨你。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶穌基督的名求。